I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bergkamp, Vieira, for Perez! Oh,
what a goal.
Oh, Brady, what a beautiful one.
Look at that! Oh, look at that! What a goal by Brady!
Here's Bergkamp. Oh, that's brilliant work! And that well and truly wraps it up for Arsenal.
Welcome to the Arsenal Weekly Podcast with me, Dan Roebuck. On today's show, we're gearing up for the first North London derby of the season. Lee Dixon remembers some of his highs and lows from the fixture. James Ollie takes us through his 10 years of covering the derby for the London Evening Standard. But let's kick off with Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry had a special relationship with the North London derby. Here are some of his best memories from playing in the fixture.
I can say that, yeah. I would never lose against Tottenham with an Arsenal shirt on. I mean, it's... As I said to you, putting that shirt on, you kind of realize what it is to play against Tottenham. And it's the same for them playing against us. And it wasn't possible for me. I just wouldn't have taken that. I don't know. I mean, losing against Chelsea, you know, was hurtful, and against United too. But I just couldn't picture myself wearing an Arsenal jersey and with the team. Losing against Tottenham. Even in a dream, I would have had to wake up. You know what? As I said to you, the likes of Tony Adams and Lee Dixon, you know, and when you have Pat Rice in the dressing room and Paul Johnson and all those guys that Arsenal, like, till they died, they will support Arsenal. So they let you know. But it kind of, the first time, you know, whatever. But then, I don't know, it grew into me. I used to love to play against them. I don't know, I can't explain it. And I mean, everybody always will talk about the goal that I scored, you know, that the one that I particularly like is the one that when they were 5 points ahead of us. I don't know if you remember, 5 points ahead of us or whatever. And I will always remember that they apparently didn't see that an Arsenal player was down and they carried on playing and they scored at our place. And then I came on. The boss gave me a rest again that day. I actually don't know why. I was so mad. That's the way it was. It was the boss. But then I came on and I scored the equaliser.
If Arsenal don't recover in this last 10 minutes, it's hard to see them qualifying through the league. But it's Adebayor. And it's Thierry Henry. And Henry is magnificent! It's absolutely magnificent! And when you need a goal, you need Thierry Henry. And Arsenal are on level terms. And Thierry Henry, even by his standards, has scored a magnificent and crucial goal.
For me, that goal was huge because if they had won that day at our place, first of all, winning the last derby game at Highbury, that would have been a killer for me. If they had won that day at Highbury last year, I wouldn't have taken that well. And I think they would have finished fourth because it was only, what, 4 games to go or 5 games to go at that time. And I think them winning at our place would have given them a lift. And I don't think they would have lost some points after. I don't think so. So that was always a goal that's going to stay for me, a special one, playing against Spurs. But as I said to you, it did grow into me.
Henri, chance of a breakout. Wiltor to his right, Bergkamp to his left. They'll do well to catch up with Thierry Henri, though. He's drifted away from Carr. Henri! What a fabulous solo goal by Thierry Henri. A long-distance goal,
followed by a long-distance celebration. And Arsenal are back in the goal-scoring business after their midweek blank. Henry's been short of a goal or two just recently, but look at the confidence as he breaks from inside his own half, shrugging off Etherington, stepping away from Carr and from King and picking his spot. He had options, but he had eyes for only one thing, the back of Casey Keller's net. Thierry Henry moves into double figures for the season.
Sometimes you got to react to what you have in front of you. Well, that's all I did. And I would have been upset. I think we played a game in midweek before the Tottenham game against Eindhoven in the Champions League. And I had quite a similar run, and I gave the ball. That wasn't the wrong thing to do, but I thought I could have scored. So I said to myself, if I ever have another opportunity, I think I will try to have a go. And the same thing happened at the weekend against Tottenham. But then I would have been upset if I didn't score because Dennis was alone right on the side. So I think, thank God, I did finish that one because Dennis would have killed me. It's one, I would say, it's my favorite picture. Why? Because you see me from the back wearing the Arsenal jersey and all the Tottenham fan, and you see a lot of different expressions. A lot of different expressions. And it's just great being there, you know, at Highbury, in front of them. That was just amazing.
Arsenal are the champions in amazing circumstances. The championship is won at White Hart Lane by Spurs' most bitter rivals, but it's Arsenal a bit bitter at the end.
You know, some of the securities and the guys, please, if you win the league, you know, because you need a draw or win to be mathematically champion, so please do not celebrate there. And to be fair, everybody said, okay, we understand, that's going to create chaos or whatever. But then, I mean, I'm not going to go back how they got their penalty at the end of the game. But I remember Tarico jumping around, and he got a cramp out of it, by the way, jumping around and celebrating it, like celebrating a draw, first of all, that tells you their standard, celebrating a draw. And I looked at him, I said, are you kidding me? And he went, yeah, jumping in front of me. I said, do you realize that we needed a point to be champion at your place? And he was talking, and I said, watch me after the game. And that's the way it is, the game. If you act strong, be strong at the end. So I said I remember at the end of the game, everybody was like, do not celebrate. I said, what? I will celebrate. And you will see how much it's going to hurt them. And I had to celebrate. I mean, they were celebrating a draw. And coming in front of me, like jumping around, like they won something. So I said, okay, we were not supposed to celebrate, but now I'm going to celebrate with my fans. And to be honest, I just went to the corner and we did celebrate. We didn't do anything bad. We just did celebrate. I mean, at the end of the day, we did celebrate the title also at Old Trafford. I wouldn't mind a team celebrate the title if they ever clinch it at Highbury or at the Emirates. I mean, it is normal, but we were not supposed to celebrate it. But then I just couldn't take that. So I did have to celebrate.
Let's hear from another Arsenal insider on the Arsenal Weekly Podcast.
James Ollie of the London Evening Standard joins me to talk about North London derbies. James, obviously you've been covering Arsenal games for the Standard for over a decade, but before that, everyone knows Arsenal-Tottenham, massive game. Did you realise just how fierce the rivalry was and still is?
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it, that the sort of visceral experience of a derby, you only really get it when you're in the stadium and, you know, you see it on TV and you're aware of it growing up, of the rivalry between the two sides. But it's only really when I started going to these games and just being in the ground and hearing 2,500, 3,000 fans trying to out-battle 35,000 fans at White Hart Lane or vice versa at Highbury and then here, the Emirates. You know, it's then when it really brings it home.
Obviously, the rivalry's changed a little bit because when you first started covering Arsenal, Arsenal were very much the team in the ascendancy. That's changed recently. But at the time, Spurs were always underdogs, weren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it was three-point lane, wasn't it? I mean, that was the old adage that, you know, Arsenal, I think, wherever they played, whatever the context of the game was, I think they fancied their chances that they would win out. And, you know, obviously the two teams are much closer together now, but I think back then there was certainly an inferiority complex among probably some Spurs fans, if they're honest as well, but certainly the team and successive managers, I think, kind of saw Arsenal as a bit of a benchmark to try and ultimately surpass.
Obviously, for this generation, the game that most people will remember will be the title-winning game at White Hart Lane in the 03-04 campaign. The Spurs fans obviously had their nose rubbed in it that day because the Gunners won the title. And at that stage, as we mentioned previously, Tottenham were always second best. Any games that stick out in your mind from that sort of era, the sort of noughties through to the end of that particular decade?
Well, I remember the 5-4 at White Hart Lane. I didn't cover that game, but I watched it and was just utterly enthralled by it. Just a crazy game of football that, you know, both teams just throwing caution to the wind and the nine-goal thriller. I remember the 4-4 here at the Emirates. I think that was Harry Redknapp's first game in charge. Again, similar sort of story, but some fantastic attacking play. And really, I think when you see these two teams at their best, both sides are, you know, like to be on the front foot. They like to go and really sort of establish themselves and impress themselves on opponents. And when you see two sides doing that in the same 90 minutes, it's always a humdinger.
Just generally on London derbies, I know the North London derby is the biggest one as far as we're concerned, but does it hamper London teams when it comes to winning the title? It's something that's been trotted out before. Is that really a thing?
Look, I always think there's two ways of looking at this. One is the sort of historic idea that, you know, you raise your game when you're playing a local rival, and by definition, those games are more intense, they're more draining, really. But I think also the flip side is that they don't have to travel as far. And, you know, when you throw in European football as well, and the kind of travel times that often off the back of Europa League going into a weekend when you might only have 48 hours or even less sometimes to turn around a team for a Sunday game, the fact that those London games, and they are, you know, we've had runs of games here at Arsenal where they haven't left the capital for sort of a few weeks. You know, they've played here and then they've had three or four London derbies mixed in with maybe an international break or whatever. But so I think it's a double-edged sword.
In terms of a shift in power, we hate to say it because we are the Arsenal Weekly podcast here, but has there been a bit of a shift? Is it more even now? Are Spurs a better side? You can't be honest.
Well, I think they probably are at the moment. You know, the sheer fact that they've finished higher the last two seasons, I think, tells you that. The gap has obviously closed over time. I think what's interesting is that this Tottenham team arguably is at zenith at the moment. And, you know, and people are very quick to write them off, particularly off the back of losing to Man City and the kind of mood around the place at the moment. But it's interesting for Tottenham because I think where Arsenal can get some comfort is the fact that they've been through this stadium issue. They've come out the other side. The finances have recovered. And Spurs are about to undergo that process. And when you hear stories about, you know, the project running £237 million, I think it is, over budget, and obviously they didn't sign anyone in the summer, whispers won't go away about the manager maybe leaving. You know, there's a difficult time ahead for Spurs. So while the gap is certainly closed, and you could argue that Tottenham are arguably the better team at the moment, I think there'll be a few Arsenal fans thinking there's some fun and games around the corner for Spurs.
Yeah, can you see Arsenal-Tottenham ever being a defining Premier League game? And we've talked on the podcast, different rivals, really, Manchester United obviously from a few years ago, Chelsea more recently. Could you see a situation, talk about Spurs going to the new stadium, two fantastic stadiums in London, can you see the North London derby being the game in the Premier League, or Manchester City and Liverpool United, it'll never be that way? What do you think the future of the fixture is? Is it just going to be a local scrap, or is it going to be elevated?
I think it will probably always be a top four defining game. It's difficult to sort of sit here and say that, you know, with Manchester City and just the money that they've got, they will sort of become an irrelevance. It's quite hard to imagine. Even a team like Chelsea, obviously another very wealthy side, who've had, you know, they finished 10th, obviously, that a couple of years ago, but they're always in and about the title race. You know, the challenge really for Arsenal is, and Spurs in a way, is to go from thinking about top four to actually getting back to challenging for the title, back in Arsenal's case, get there really for the first time for Tottenham for a long time, to actually challenge for the title. So, no, I mean, it's still a very important game, and I think it's a game that makes the whole of England stop and take note, and I think that will continue for a long time to come. But it's just the sheer amount of money that Manchester City and United as well, of course, can invest, but will keep them at the top of the game.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lee Dixon was introduced to the importance of the North London Derby as soon as he joined us in 1988. Here he is telling us about his first Derby experience and some ups and downs afterwards.
Literally, Tony Adams and Michael Thomas and Dave Rocastle literally had me up against the wall by the throat, basically telling me that if I didn't pull my finger out and beat Tottenham, seemingly on my own, then there'd be hell to pay. You know, it was like I was... Right, does it really mean that much? He's like, they were just, because they were in North London, or, you know, they were London boys, Paul Davis, you know, it was like, you don't understand, we can't lose this game. And it was like, and I really got it early on, how much it meant to the players. And then you run out on the pitch and you realise what it means to the fans as well. But, I think that has been diluted again over the years because you don't have that feeling for the club and the rivalry when you're not from... You know, my feeling for it was probably a bit less than the North London lads. And likewise, a foreign player would be a little bit less than perhaps me. But it's still a big game. And obviously with the resurrection of Tottenham as a force in the Premier League, it's got a bit more spice than perhaps it did over the last few years.
Here's Parler. Oh, and Dixon has brought Edinburgh down. Lee Dixon, who was booked in the first half. And if that's another yellow card, he's off. Lee Dixon is sent off at Wembley. And because of that, will miss the League Cup final in 2 weeks' time. And Arsenal have to play it out here with 10 men.
Yeah, it was a silly challenge on the halfway line against Justin Edinburgh. And got the red card, which kept me out of the League Cup against 2 weeks later. Because I remember the final being 2 weeks after the semi-final. I remember before the game asking Gary Lewin, if you got sent off today, because it was always a 2 week period the red card would count in. I said, if you get 2 weeks today, is the cup final, isn't it? And Gary went, yeah, so don't get sent off today. I was like, no, right, just wanted. So I got booked in the first half in the corner of Naeem, him, down in the corner flag, got a booking, and then I went into a stupid challenge and I knew I was off soon as I went in for it. And as I'm walking off, I'm thinking, oh, well done, cup final. I said to the ref, thanks, just missed the cup final now. But luckily I had the bonus of playing in the FA Cup final, which we won.
Merson takes. Adams! Well, he scored in the quarter final, and maybe now he's settled the semi-final. We're just inside the last 10 minutes, and Adams got in, Linegan was there as well, and Tottenham had no answer.
Yeah, it was revenge, and I think we played him again, didn't we, at Old Trafford a few years later in the semi-final. Yeah, I remember, and we won that one as well. So, it was a nice revenge because it was we took a lot of stick for a couple of years because that was all that to cheer about was that semi-final, so we actually managed to make the Arsenal... bit more dominant.
He's done it this time!
What an extraordinary way to win the title.
When an irresistible force meets an old immovable object, something's got to give.
Roebuck versus.
Yes, once again, it is Roebuck versus, and today, my good self, Dan Roebuck, will take on Nick Bright, who is our Arsenal Nation presenter, of course, on match days. And Liam is here, the quizmaster, as per usual, to tell us what quiz we face this week. First of all, Nick, hello.
Hello.
Secondly, Liam, all yours.
OK, so it's the North London Derby special this week. So we're going to do... I called it North London Derby ABC.
OK.
So Premier League era only,
yeah,
Premier
yeah.
League games only.
Yeah,
we're going to
yeah.
go through the alphabet.
OK.
And I want to know goal scorers in North London Derby games, Arsenal and Tottenham.
OK, Arsenal and Tottenham.
So we'll start at A. Dan, you'll give me one. Nick, you'll give me one.
Yeah.
You've got two lives.
Okay.
So if you don't know, you can either have a free pass
yeah.
or you can ask me for a clue.
What if we get one wrong? You're out. That's
you're
it.
Out.
So
you're out.
Sudden
oh
death. So if you,
okay,
if
okay.
you get one wrong,
okay.
then your opponent has
okay.
to get one right to
He's
carry
a
on.
Torturer. This man.
This is terrible.
This is my favourite.
Okay.
Part
so so we're going to start with A.
Start with A, and I'll tell you already. A. There are 9 possible answers. So
okay.
if either of you are out on A, then
okay,
we're done.
Right. Do you want me to go first?
You can go first if you want.
So it's Premier League games only.
Premier League games only.
Oh my God, I'm very nervous.
Okay. A.
Dele Alli.
Correct.
Dele Alli. So you've gone to the dark side for your first one. That's unbelievable.
It's so hard.
Emmanuel Adebayor.
Correct. Score for both teams.
That's a good
yes.
one.
Do I get a bonus point for that?
No.
No.
Okay. So we're on to B.
B.
How many B are there?
Six.
B's. So Arsenal and Tottenham, North London Derby, B's.
B's.
God, this is difficult.
This is so hard just to think of players, full
pressure.
Stop. I'm trying to think of Arsenal players that even start with B.
Yeah. And my mind goes blank
yeah.
every single time I do these quizzes. I can't even think of any Bs.
It's a bit unforgivable if you don't get a B.
Unforgivable. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, it will be. Yeah, I've got one.
Yes. Yeah. Unforgivable.
Unforgivable.
That means it's
Absolutely.
A very famous
very,
player.
Very famous. You can have a pay. You can use one of your lies if you want.
No, I can get a clue. There's clues as well.
I don't know. A clue's
clue
allowed?
Is a life. No, clue is a life.
Oh, clue yeah. is a life.
Clue is a life.
Oh, my God.
but once I'm feeling quite comfortable, Nick can come on the show more often.
This is so hard. There's people screaming at this right now, though, who are listening to this.
You know, you can have a Tottenham player if you're more comfortable talking about Tottenham. Nick, I don't know. I don't know what you do in your spare time. Is Tottenham your thing, usually?
I'm literally struggling to just think of any players
have
here.
Pass. Have the pass.
I really should have said Tony Adams for A.
You should have.
Well.
Yeah,
I thought,
yeah. That's
yeah.
a bit of a flop.
Yeah.
I'll use a pass.
Okay, so you've used one life.
Okay, and my B is Dennis Bergkamp.
Correct.
Come on.
The master.
Nicholas Bentner.
Bentner.
Oh. Berbatov. Bentley.
Oh. David Bentley. Did Bentley score for both or just one?
Just one.
Just one.
Bale.
Oh,
Gareth
God.
Bale. You know,
okay,
some players
so,
that aren't well known are granted, but you know.
Okay, so C, there's three. There's only three.
Okay, there's only three C's.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is it me to go first?
We'll take your time. You know, don't rush into it.
Yeah.
Is it me first?
Yeah, let's
okay.
flip-flop this time.
Okay. C. If there's only three C's in the Premier League that have scored, well, the obvious one to mention would be Sol Campbell, and I can't remember if Sol scored against Spurs. I'm trying to think if he did.
I want to jump in, but I fear that...
I'm going to have to take a life on this
okay,
one.
What life do you want? Do you want a free pass or a clue? To get
oh, over? I see. I'll have a free pass.
Free pass.
Free pass.
I can't do a free pass because I've already
You've
used
got a clue.
One.
You've
got
a clue.
So
what happens if
you?
I use a clue, though?
That's it. Then
you've had your two lives.
Oh, my God. No, I don't want to do that yet.
You might
have to. Yeah, you might have to.
Three.
There's only three C's. Sol Campbell might be one of them.
No, I don't think
I can't remember him scoring. He might have scored for Tottenham against Arsenal. That's the irony of it all.
God.
I know he scored against Chelsea in his Tottenham days. But I don't know.
It's like Ashley Cole as well. Did he score?
Did he score in North
America? I'm going in, Ashley Cole. I'm going in with it.
No, I don't think he did. He didn't score any goals for Arsenal.
Are you sure you want to go with Ashley Cole?
No, no, don't do this to me. Because there's Kevin Campbell as well.
Oh, Kev Campbell.
I'm going Kevin Campbell. Kevin Campbell.
Are you sure you don't want to go for a clue?
Stop it.
Are you sure I shouldn't just give you a clue to...
I feel like you're trying to help me.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, give me a clue.
Okay.
Not that it'll help.
Got a famous song.
Oh, Robin Van Persie. That's WBC.
Spanish.
Ah, yes.
Central midfielder, two-footed. Lovely man.
Of course, Santi Cazorla.
Yes. Cazorla. Oh. See, okay. I was gonna go for Santi Cazorla, but I put that as an S rather than a C.
Second names, didn't I?
So. I think, just for
the record, did Kevin Campbell or Campbell or actually Cole score? No. Oh,
who were
God.
The other Cs?
Chadley.
NASA Chadley.
Shamak!
Yeah. Okay, D. So one life for Dan. You can have a clue. Nick,
nothing
you've got
for
nothing.
Nick. So we've. Do you know
on
what?
To D.
I'm impressed that we've got to D.
This is unbelievable.
I'm impressed. There's only two players.
Oh my God. Does Delhi
D.
Count?
Okay. I'm gonna go for it. I could hand you the win, but I'm gonna go for it. Gordon Jury.
Premier League era.
Didn't he play in the Premier League? Is that 80s? I'm showing my age now. Oh my God. I can't believe
it. Sure,
you don't
want to go over a clue?
Go on then. I'll give you a clue. Give me a clue. Okay. I have to edit this out. I'll have a clue, please, Liam.
He played for Leicester afterwards and actually scored for Leicester the day of the Invincibles.
Paul Dickov.
Correct.
Well, that means I'm screwed here because.
So we both have our lifelines, so it's a sudden death.
Sudden death.
Yeah, but I've got to come up with a D now.
Yeah.
And there's only one more, and he plays for Tottenham.
Gordon Jury, no. I'd give you a clue if I could do, but Davis. I was in Gordon Davis, that's the wrong era.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know. Go on.
It's Jermaine Defoe.
Oh man!
Robot gets the win.
Yes. Yes. Well played,
that's
Nick.
That's outrageous.
Well played, sir. Well played. Not really. We were both useless, but I was best of a bad bunch.
Yeah.
That is probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my adult life. That was brutal.
It was not an easy game.
You're at Arsenal Football Club, it's going to be big pressure.
Take the positives and, you know, look at the next game.
I think we showed great determination.
At the end of the day, we're able to get a result.
Get behind each other and stick together.
In the end, it's something that's going to give you points.
The final word. The final word this week belongs to the Iceman, Dennis Bergkamp, with his thoughts on being a foreign import introduced to the derby.
You know, as a player, those are special games. Whether you play in Holland, when you play Ajax against Feyenoord, which isn't really a derby because it's two different cities. Then you got a big one in Italy, of course, in Milan with Inter and AC, which was more massive, you know, a lot of fans, a lot of noise and everything. But this was typical English. The games against Spurs were, you don't realize what's happening then. It's not hate, there is respect, but there's so much opposite and they're really opposite each other, those fans and clubs and... Yeah, when you experience that, and especially the week leading up to that game, you get reminded by a lot of people of that game. And yeah, in the end, you play that game with such passion and just want to do well and you want to make a difference. And when you do that, yeah, you get those celebrations that I did, which is not really Bergkamp-like, but it's something special, those games. And you want to do well in it. And yeah, the biggest one was, of course, when Sol Campbell came to Arsenal. And we played away at White Hart Lane. And that was the biggest one ever. It just makes you smile when you're on the pitch and you hear that noise and towards him and all credit to him and how he dealt with it, because that was something else.
Well, that's full time on today's pod. Thanks to all of our contributors. You can help us out by subscribing to the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. And while you're there, why not leave us a review and 5-star rating? On the next episode, we'll be looking at another fierce rivalry, this time against Manchester United.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.